The Community of Inquiry, COI framework, is a social constructivist theory introduced by Randy Garrison, Terry Anderson, and Walter Archer in 2000. It has become influential in recent years as it was designed to be specifically applicable to both online and blended learning environments, especially relevant to educators currently responding to the COVID-19 pandemic. In the interactive infographic above, and in what follows here, I look to explore some examples of the practical application of these three associated presences. Cognitive presence. Cognitive presence is the foundational concept of a COI that is most closely associated with the direct learning of the participants. It's important for an educator to foster an environment in which deep and meaningful learning can occur. The goal here is to encourage learners to be actively considering their own learning. There are a number of activities to be employed for fostering cognitive presence. Please be sure to click on the icons listed under that heading in the infographic to learn more. Social presence. The concept of social presence in a COI relates to the member's ability to project an image of a real person in the community. This presentation of what Kimmins and Valencianos, 2014, would have described as an acceptable identity fragment provides learners with an opportunity to make genuine human connections in an online learning environment, which, in turn, fosters effective discourse, leading to greater learning. The educator's responsibility, then, is to create an environment where the opportunity for this identity presentation is possible. Teaching presence. Teaching presence is the foundation that supports both social and cognitive presence. While anyone in the community can and should take responsibility for the development of teaching presence, this role primarily lies with the educator. It's the educator's goal here to build the structure for the learning community and present themselves as a guide and a partner in learning, which acts as a catalyst for greater social and cognitive presence development. Conclusion. In summary, much of the work to create the learning environment and the execution of the orientation to that environment lies with the educator. However, once in place and the foundation for community development has been laid, the educator's role should shift into that of a facilitator or guide, allowing learners to take ownership of their learning. It is in this environment, one based on a shared responsibility, does deep and meaningful learning take place.